Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Well, good day, Emmanuel Faith. This is Pastor Scott Smith. I'll be bringing the devotional for Friday, April 23rd. The scripture I want to start with is John 3:8. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it's coming from and where it is going. So is everyone who has been born of the Spirit. That, of course, is Jesus. The account I'm about to read is adapted from David Garrison's work, A Wind in the House of Islam. Great book. I recommend you pick it up. Sheikh Hakim was a slender man in his mid-30s with a neatly trimmed beard, intense, lively eyes, wearing a bright purple shirt beneath the ubiquitous secondhand suit. Hakim's father came from the Boro Mountain Muslims who are known for their religious faith. When Hakim was born, his father took a vow that his son would only study the Quran and never work for him. So from the age of 2 until he was 18, Hakim only studied the Quran. Hakim is a hafez, meaning that he has memorized it. One day, a local African evangelist gave him a New Testament in Arabic and shared with him some of the common teachings that both Muslims and Christians share. Sensing confusion in his heart, he called out to Allah, "You know my heart. If there's something more I must do, show me." Well, that night, Jesus came to him in a dream. In that dream, he could see someone trying to repair the speaker at the top of the mosque's minaret. When he looked at the base of the minaret, he saw a man chopping it down with an axe. When he looked closer at that figure, he realized it was him. Hakim had that dream 4 times that night. The next morning, he went out and found that evangelist had given him the New Testament and asked what the dream meant. The man smiled and said, "You are going to win many sheikhs to the Lord." Immediately, the man became a follower of Jesus, and immediately he met with great persecution. Today, he moves from town to town because there are always those who are trying to kill him. Hakim goes on to say, quote, "I was able to accept the gospel because it was given to me in Arabic. Even though Arabic was not my heart language, as a sheikh, I knew it well and I considered it holy. Over the next 7 months, we saw 74 sheikhs from our people group come to faith in Jesus. Right now, there are more than 400 who have come to the Lord." When asked about how many of them had been baptized, he replied, "More than 300 so far." Though we in the Western world don't get to hear often of God moving in these kinds of ways, A Wind in the House of Islam is full of God's stories like this. At the very least, accounts like this cause me to question if I'm limiting God's ability to speak into my life. I don't know. That's something more I've got to think about. I'm Pastor Scott Smith, and I'll see you along the way.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.